Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz, and it is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from Allied and American civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 32, and we start off on October 29th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Mrs. Reggie Price baked a cake, cut it into 24 pieces, and brought a large thermos of ice cream to Guam Americans in thanks for the flowers. Mr. Perry Walker was a person who arranged for the flowers for us. He has also been most gracious in numerous other ways. Roy Henning. Swiss consul here brings money, 50 yen. Says negotiations still on regarding the exchange. Red Cross stuff will be distributed. October 30th, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunny day again. Plays steel guitar. Bob's Spanish accent works good. Mess cooking. Red Cross stuff arrives. 3 truckloads, store in the basement. Receive 5 letters from home. Ma and Pa all okay. Win 2 races out of 3. My lucky day. Don Wallace. Red Cross food kits arrived but are placed in basement at the order of the Japanese. October 31st, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Taylor brought 12 suits in for fitting. All suits are supposed to be finished by November 5th. Jim Thomas and Bob Vaughn were allowed a shopping trip to purchase underwear and socks for us. We are all endeavoring to be warmly clothed before winter sets in. Mr. Gutneck called today with 50 yen per person for Guam Americans. No news about the exchange other than the American government has made specific requests about our particular group from Guam. If there is a second exchange, we may be included. Swiss consul seems to think our chances are about 50-50. Ask for permission to have another radio broadcast in order to send letters home. Letters can only be sent if there is a further exchange boat. Otherwise, there is no transportation for mail. Reason for the exchange schedule for execution September 1st being canceled was that Germany refused to guarantee safe passage for ships through South Atlantic, so they say, and impossible to send mail to Guam either. There's supposed to be food, etc., here in Kobe for us, from the Red Cross and the USA. Also some clothing. Swiss consul said that more than a full boatload of food, clothing, etc., was at Lorenco Marquis awaiting transportation to Japan. In the meantime, we are attempting to get an increased clothing allowance to buy shirts, socks, sweaters, underwear, and shoes. Harold Brinkerhoff. I received a letter from Mother dated June 10th, 1942. She stated she had written previously. She said Ruth had written also. I did not receive a letter from Elzada. We understand there are many more letters, also a shipload of parcels at Lorenco. The Swiss consul was here and gave us 50 yen. Our government has definitely asked for our exchange, and negotiations are underway. Each of us is having a black semi-military suit made. We don't know whether we will have to pay for them or not. When we were measured, we were told there were to be a present from the Japanese government. Later, we heard that we would have to pay for them. No one seems to know. If we knew we have to pay for them, we would try and have something to say about the style. Roy Henning. shopping trip. Guards very aloof, not so good. Bought a book, magazine, brush, several magnifying glasses. No more music strings can be sold. Played roulette, lost 20 cents. November 1st, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Was invited and attended a baptismal service and mass conducted by the Catholic Fathers for a Japanese British subject, Smithson. Father Spey, a Belgian skirt father, officiated. The service was quite impressive and nicely performed, even though it was done in the basement of the academy. Following the service, they gave a family reception for Smithson and presented him with a monetary gift collected from men of the house. Smith is a British subject since his father was one half British. Yet Smith speaks not a word of English and has been in dire penury. He is a nice chap, shy and bashful, 15 years old, and looks as though he were 100% Japanese blood. In the recent change of eating table assignments, Smithy was assigned to our table, where seven of us Americans are eating. It will not be long before he is speaking English. Roy Henning. Sun is out, practice on steel guitar, read. Day flies by fast like. November 2nd, 1942. Max Brodowski. Today I took a trip to Dr. Kaneko, who is a Japanese doctor educated in the United States. He is giving me a vitamin B shot for that same trouble which started before I left home, and I think that he is doing me some good. We are eating pretty good, a little beef, some whale meat, fish, rice, and vegetables. We get 50 yen monthly, and this serves to buy some necessities, including some clothing, some canned and fresh fruit, which helps our diet tremendously. The weather is cooling, but still a nice autumn, warmer than San Francisco at this time of the year, although much colder later. I spent quite a bit of time thinking of Ethel and the folks at home, but I know that all is well there. It is getting close to a year since our imprisonment, which started December 10, 1941, the third day of the war. We still have hopes of getting out of here this year. Our treatment is good considering that we are prisoners, and so far we have not met with any hostility on the part of the Japanese people, among whom we go on our shopping trips and outings, always accompanied by guards in civilian clothes. November 3rd, 1942. Max Brodowski. Today is a holiday here in Japan, something to do with honoring a former emperor, birthday of Emperor Meiji. We had sukiyaki for lunch, and it was pretty good. We took a long walk in the afternoon and a streetcar ride back. The people were out celebrating their holiday. We came back to our quarters and had a small piece of pumpkin pie with our dinner. We always get something extra on a holiday. The weather is still nice and sunny. We have been told that Red Cross packages will arrive for us tomorrow. The Red Cross boxes did arrive and are stored in the basement of our house, not to be opened till inspected by the foreign police authorities. Charles F. Gregg. Taylor came with our suits for first fitting. News from Mark's house that food and gifts from Red Cross are there for us and will be distributed soon. Harold Brinkerhoff. Election day at home. I'm afraid my ballot will go uncounted. Things are quiet, no news of any kind. Nearly everyone has a cold. We had a cold snap and now it is warm again. I am sleeping with three blankets. They are single and very little wool, so they aren't very warm. Some fellows bought long underwear. I have not been able to purchase any yet. I will probably be able to get out shopping soon. I'm using few covers and clothes in an attempt to get hardened to the cold. I have not felt the cold particularly as yet. Our attic room will be getting pretty cold, I imagine. We have been told there is not to be any heat in the building this winter. We will have to endure as the Japanese officers and soldiers do. I have been playing tennis every day. I played 2 sets today. With the food we're getting, we have the pep to exercise. I'm getting back in pretty good shape. Our advanced Spanish class has been irregular. Our teacher was down with a cold last week, and today is a holiday. The last few breakfasts, we have had strawberry jam, and we have desserts at least 3 times a week. We had fruit jello last evening and apple cobbler this noon. I eat like a wolf due to my exercising. We hear there is some canned goods and cigarettes here for us, but if they are as slow as they have been with our letters, it'll be Christmas before we get them. The Japanese report we have lost 8 carriers. They have sunk something like 70 of our battleships and 700 of our airplanes. There was a picture of a captured American aviator blindfolded being led by 2 guards. There was a big article saying some of our airmen had bragged of bombing and machine gunning civilians on the April 18th raid, and they were going to be severely punished as an example of future acts of this nature. Roy Henning. Cool weather, sun out, but weak. This week I have duty of hall cleanup. Wash clothes. Bob's sick again, so no practice. November 4th, 1942. Roy Henning. Polished brass and knobs plates. Matsuo-san takes Art Smith, Rosario Capinti, and I out for an outing. See Fumi-san, Maki-san, friend of Matsuo-san, takes us to bar. We have nice asparagus, couple of mugs of beer. Go to typical little Japanese bar, have hot sake, beer, wonderful broiled fish, and ham. Friends treat. Swell outing. November 5th, 1942. Roy Henning. Cloudy day. Draw scenic picture. Lots of medicine ball exercise. Little music practice. November 6th, 1942. Roy Henning. Cloudy and cool. Carve small pattern on guitar. Copying music in new notebook. Studying navigation. November 7th, 1942. Roy Henning. Cool weather. Learn scatterbrain on steel guitar. Copy more music. Lots of exercise. Charles F. Gregg. Grant Wells was out to the oculist and went by Butterfield on the way home. Max Brodowski was pretty low and asked that I try and get him up with us. Would surely like to do so and have Al Hamilov and Max together with the rest of the PAA group, but momentarily it is impossible. I have felt out the House President and the police on this matter. We'll continue to hold it in mind. Party today for Mr. Sumeki and Mr. Sekia. A great affair. Slim Houston and I represented our group. We had the time of our lives. Harold Brinkerhoff. 2 of our fellows went to a party given in honor of a departing guard and for the new one. They were chosen by drawing of cards. I didn't draw as the party was to cost them 10 yen each to buy liquor. Greg and Houston went. They came in about midnight drunk and sick. Both threw up. During the night, Houston wet the bed. Boy, did he look silly when he took off his many-colored sheets. They had taken color from the flower-colored mattress. The day is very cold. It looks as if winter is here. I am getting some heavy underwear tomorrow. November 8, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Still enjoying the party, especially Slim. Roy Henning. Sunday. went for a nice hike from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over the ridge route. Fine weather, good views. November 9th, 1942, Roy Henning. Guard takes Whitey, Alton White, and I for a hike to Second Falls before breakfast. Cold day. Leaves turning brown. Lad next door has three cats, a dog, and a parrot. November 10th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Today was exactly 11 months since our imprisonment in Guam. The time has gone by pretty fast, although the days have been pretty monotonous. We play cards and read. We have a fair supply of books. The Japanese English language papers come every day, and we read that. Day before yesterday, which was Sunday, we were taken on a hike, but we rode on a streetcar, then hiked to the top of a mountain where there were shrines. Takatori-san is the name of the place. From this place, we had the best view yet of the inland sea in Kobe. We could see the island of Shikoku in the distance. Also many ranges of mountains, as well as neat gardens and small lakes. The weather is still nice, but getting cold at night. I'm using a pair of homemade sleeping shoes, which keeps my feet warm. I expect this piece of equipment to be very valuable this winter. 11 months of inactivity. I say that we are comparatively inactive when we consider our former existence. I have been on the kitchen detail ever since arriving here in Kobe, waiting on tables, washing dishes. These 11 months are softening us up. I weighed myself yesterday with a full suit of clothes, 190 pounds, which is a gain, but still about 15 pounds short of my normal weight. Although in good shape, this weight is plenty. Charles F. Gregg. Big news today. U.S. invades North Africa. Vichy severs relations with the United States. French Navy and Allied fleet in naval battle off Casablanca. General trend of paper is that Germany and Italy have everything well in hand. The paper during the next 19 days does not give Allies credit for any victory, but merely reports towns occupied by them due to betrayal of certain French leaders or strategic withdrawals of German. A small note in paper on the 20th about traitor Admiral Darlin and formation of Free French Government in African Morocco. Roy Henning. Spent most of the day outside, play baseball, medicine ball, navigation, and astronomy study. November 11th, 1942. Roy Henning. Cold day. Still going around in bare feet. Getting hardened. Phonograph comes in. Sounds good to hear records. November 12th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Yesterday was Armistice Day, but what a different one from 1918. The whole world at war. We hope it will soon be over. The weather still continues nice. Cold mornings and nights. Temperature gradually dropping. Roy Henning. Cool but sunny. More carving on Bob's guitar. Finish reading Handbook of the Heavens. Very good. November 13th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Friday the 13th. Nothing unusual happened. Spent the whole day in the house, played cards, and worked in the kitchen as usual. The weather is still nice with chilly mornings. One thing about the seasons here in Kobe is they're very definite, not changeable like San Francisco. When autumn starts, it is really autumn, and we know what the winters here are like. About 3 months of pretty cold weather. Roy Henning. Polish both pairs of shoes, wash clothes, learn astronomy from Dean Brunton. November 14th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Last night was quite a rat hunting spree. Two rats were caught in two traps in the attic where I sleep. It's been a rainy day, and I enjoyed a good sleep in the afternoon, quite refreshing, as I did not rest so good last night. Nothing unusual today. Same old monotony, card playing and kitchen work. Smoked a couple of cigarettes. May still get the habit. Roy Henning. Practice on steel guitar. Learn two new pieces. Read 1938 copy of Asia magazine. Very good art, all of them. November 15th, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunday. Bathed. Washed clothes. Shaved. Polished both pairs of shoes. Weather is cold. November 16th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Today a photographer came and took group pictures of all of us internees in the Butterfield and Swire house. It will be nice to have a copy to remember the crowd. It is getting colder. Today was pretty cold and winter is almost here. Same old monotony, although it was bath day and we got some jam. Too cold to sit around my attic, so I will go to bed to keep warm. Had soup for supper, which was good. Chicken vermicelli with potato. Very good change from the usual fried stuff in a blanket. Much easier on the digestion. The food is much better than when we came here, although the diet is entirely too starchy. Roy Henning. Spent much time exercising outside to keep warm. Discussion with Bob about books for a radio station. November 17th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Went to Dr. Canico today. He gives me a couple of vitamin B complex shots once a week. I think he is helping me. Today still continues nice, but chilly nights. About 20 degrees warmer than last January. Roy Henning. Practice on steel guitar. Play duet. Play a little baseball. Cold day, but still feels warm enough. November 18th, 1942. Roy Henning. Cold, windy, and sunny. Police chief visits the house. Observes crowded conditions. Reading New Yorker magazines. November 19th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Temperature still dropping. Cold. I have developed a cold head and sore all over. No temperature. Nothing to report. Same old monotony. Waiting for and serving chow. Fair chow. Fish, potatoes, shellfish stew, tea, bread, margarine, macaroni, and rice. Very monotonous, but it serves the purpose of filling the inner man. And now wearing the winter underwear purchased at the Mitsukosu store. Made of some synthetic stuff, but it keeps me warm. Last winter we had nothing but our light underwear from Guam. Charles F. Gregg. Nippon Navy sinks or damages 22 warships in Third Battle of the Solomons. Composite results of November 12th to 14th. Sunk 8 cruisers, 3 new type, 5 destroyers, 1 transport. Badly damaged 3 cruisers and 3 or 4 destroyers. Considerably damaged 2 battleships. Aircraft 63 shot down and more than 10 destroyed on land. Damage to Nippon fleet, 1 battleship, 1 cruiser, 3 destroyers sunk, and 1 battleship and 7 transports damaged. 32 planes crashed on enemy craft, while 9 failed to return. Big hike today. Left Academy at 9:20, hiked to Ropeway, and were taken by rope car to top a mountain. After which we hiked to Bellevue, had our sandwiches for lunch with a dish of hot noodle soup at the tea house, then hiked back down the mountain to the academy, arriving at 5:20 p.m. Distance covered, approximately 14 miles. Rope car was packed. 39 of us in car with 10 seats. Safety margin? Beautiful view of Osaka, Kobe, and the bay. Also entrance to the bay. While we were eating lunch, it snowed for a short time. Temperature around 32 degrees on top of mountains, which are approximately 3,000 feet. Roy Henning. Got a bad cold in my chest, coughing all the time. Overcast weather and cool. Layoff exercise to see if cough has helped. Laundry loses a pair of my pants. November 20th, 1942. Max Brodowski. Cold morning. Nice sunny day, but cold. Tonight, no heat in the house as yet. My duties in the kitchen help as there is a big stove there. We have a soup club. Bill Stubbe is one of the contractor group, is a great hand at salvaging remnants of the food that the Japanese cooks bring in. Macaroni, gravy, vegetables, etc. He really cooks a good soup. We have a plate of nice soup after dishwashing is over. Took a walk downtown with a guard. Went into the Dai Maru department store, which is a store about as big as the Emporium in San Francisco. A real modern store. Harold Brinkerhoff. Yesterday was a fine day. We had a 12-mile hike to the top of Mount Roko. We left at 9:20 a.m. We hiked up through the forest to an overhead trolley line. The trolley car is an enclosed cage about 5 by 10 feet, suspended from a cable and pulled by two smaller cables. We were packed in like sardines. There were 15 of us and 25 or 30 school children. Our car was 10 minutes reaching the top. The cable car goes from one ridge across to another. In the center, we were high above the canyon floor. If the cable were to break, we'd be nothing but grease spots. The woods are beautiful with autumn colors. Beautiful reds, browns, oranges, yellows, and green. I've never lived in a country where we have the change of the seasons. On reaching the top of the cableway, we hiked about 4 miles to a place called Bella View. The wind cut like a knife. I had on 3 sweaters and I still felt cold. From Bella View, one can see across the island and see the sea on either side. One can see Osaka and several other cities. There is almost a perpetual haze hanging over Japan, if not of nature, a smoke pall from the coal-burning steel mills. We had our lunch at Bellevue Tavern. We had a cup of Coke, coffee, and a bowl of udon, noodles. While we were eating, it began to snow. It had stopped when we left, but was bitter cold. We really did some walking to keep warm. At a fork in the road, 29 of us went down a shortcut trail for home. The rest went back by the cable car. On the way down, we passed by the Kobe Commercial School and Kobe University. Both were nice modern buildings. In from the commercial school was a fence that had metal railings, which had been removed. There is a regulated program of forestry practice here. You see many young trees that have been planted nearby. Many of the forest glades reminded me of the top of Palomar Mountain. The lower reaches of the mountains are more beautifully forested. The top is windswept and barren in many places, like the ridges of Palomar above Palma. Many of the trees have frail, lacy leaves. The Japanese maples are now a beautiful deep crimson with leaves like delicate lacework. It is a day I shall long remember. The mountains are very steep, and many retaining walls of stone have been built to keep the sides from coming down. Threading the city are many huge stone-lined canals to carry off the floodwaters, some as wide as 100 feet. In 1938, they had a flood that left many tons of mud and stones throughout the city. I was told the Seaman's Mission area was covered by 4 feet of water, and there were huge boulders on the main street. Kobe is situated on an alluvial plain at the edge of the inland sea. The plain varies from 1 mile to 2 miles in width before reaching the mountains. It is probably Thanksgiving Day at home. I wish I were there to enjoy a turkey dinner. Today is quite cold. We had a shredded carrot and ham salad, also potato salad. If it had been hot, probably we would have had some hot soup. I shouldn't complain after Seaman's Mission. Our daily schedule is as follows. 8 a.m. breakfast, 9 to 12 visitors, 12:30 tiffin, 3:30 p.m. tea, 6 p.m. dinner, 9 p.m. roll call. Roy Henning. Cough still bad, breathing hard. Cool day, no sun today. Get Handbook of Photography, 20.8 yen, swell book. Consul expected, but doesn't come. And this concludes episode 32 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.